Well, we're visiting by telephone with Wayne Pacelle, President and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States. Wayne, wanted to visit with you about a few topics here. Last week, we learned that HSUS will be partnering with the Organization for Competitive Markets in a lawsuit targeting the beef checkoff. Of course, this is cattle country here, and a lot of people here are kind of scratching their heads as to the connection between the beef checkoff and animal welfare issues. Can you explain that to me?
Well, sure. You know, we're actually not a plaintiff in that case, and we're not signed on to that complaint. OCM, which we've been working with and having dialogue with, asked us for some legal advice and assistance, and we were happy to do so because we had heard about misuse of checkoff funds for lobbying purposes by NCBA. And if those checkoff funds are going to be used, they should be properly spent. And NCBA has been lobbying against the agreement between HSUS and the United Egg Producers to improve conditions for laying hens, to provide more information to consumers. And we don't quite understand why NCBA, which obviously deals with the cattle industry, is trying to subvert an agreement that egg producers want and that provides certainty and security for the egg industry for a generation or more. And we don't want to see diversion of checkoff funds to lobby against good programs like the one called for in the HSUS-UEP agreement.
Well, NCBA would argue that there are firewalls in place to make sure that those checkoff dollars are not being used for lobbying purposes.
Well, if that's the case, then we have no quarrels at HSUS, and I would think that NCBA doesn't have much to be worried about. Again, we're not a plaintiff or a co-signer. We're concerned about the misuse of checkoff funds, especially for lobbying purposes. OCM, I think, has broader concerns that relate to the fact that many producers aren't getting the benefit, and that this has become a program to drive the work of one trade association and not necessarily to promote beef sales for all farmers. But that's really an OCM question, and I would certainly direct you to them to speak to them about their concerns.
But you are providing funding to them to assist with the lawsuit.
We've provided some research assistance, and we've got a legal team that has looked at some issues like this before, so we provided some assistance. In the general sense, we may be working with OCM on this issue or that issue, but the work that we provided is essentially our contribution to this effort. I believe that the law firm handling it is handling it pro bono.
Well, there was speculation. You mentioned that the egg bill there in Congress that HSUS and UEP are promoting. There's speculation that maybe this was retaliation towards NCBA for their opposition to the egg bill.
Well, we're very upset that NCBA is lobbying against progress and science and animal welfare within the laying hen industry. We worked out an agreement with the producers. You know, we've heard from some of our critics in agriculture through the years, you should talk to producers, you should work with producers, visit farms, see what they're doing, and figure out a way that your concerns can be integrated in a way that's good for those industries. That's exactly what we did. And for the life of us, we don't understand why NCBA would be working against an agreement that is so broadly supported by the veterinary community, by the industry that's affected, by consumer groups, and by animal welfare groups. So I think we want to make sure, in light of NCBA's, you know, very reckless decision to lobby against this sort of progress, that they're not diverting dollars from the checkoff program to lobby against this agreement. I mean, that's just not consistent with the terms of the checkoff program and with the history that exists with NCBA misuse of the funds. We wanted to be sure that issue was being covered.
And their concern that they've expressed to us is that it would possibly open the door to other federal legislation aimed at other animal ag industries.
That cow's already out of the barn. I mean, in 1958, the Congress passed the Humane Methods of Slaughter Act. We saw the Federal Meat Inspection Act. There's an Egg Product Inspection Act. There's a Poultry Products Inspection Act. I mean, I'm not sure what the argument is. There's an alphabet soup of federal laws to regulate the meat industry, dairy. There's obviously a huge debate in Congress right now over the farm bill with $1 trillion in support in one form or another for the agriculture community. So I guess we find the whole argument perplexing, given that there are already so many federal laws that exist on animals in agriculture, and there's an Egg Product Inspection Act, which is the law that the UEP-HSUS agreement seeks to amend, that's been in place since 1970. I mean, NCBA is 42 years late in being concerned about egg industry activities intersecting with the federal government. I mean, the egg industry already has USDA and FDA inspections of its facilities.
To this point, HSUS has, I guess, targeted more the pork and the egg industries and stayed away from the cattle industry. Does this open a new battlefront for HSUS to take on the cattle industry? And do you have specific concerns with the way cattle are being raised and produced?
I was just traveling around the Midwest with a Nebraska cattle rancher who's the chair of our HSUS Nebraska Ranchers and Farmers Council. We've always said that cattle are generally out on the range. They're in pasture settings. They're not confined in small cages or crates, and that has not been a focus of concern. What has been a concern is NCBA lobbying against other sectors of animal agriculture, and that's really our concern.
What about the cattle feeding industry?
We haven't been involved with that issue. Our concerns primarily have related to intensive confinement practices, and those are most acutely seen in the egg industry and in the pork industry. We have been working on the veal issue, but the American Veal Association has pledged to phase out confinement stalls for veal calves by 2017. So those have really been our concerns. We've dealt with tail docking, which is more of a dairy industry, and we saw the National Milk Producers Federation last week issue a new policy statement opposing tail docking and calling for a phase out of that. So those are the issues that we've been working on, and we hope that the cattle industry stays in its lane and doesn't continue to subvert the work of the egg industry to adopt progressive reforms that are good for the industry and align it better with consumer attitudes.